Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Hamlin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Luke Hamlin. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Siebert. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Schalk. Estilella moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Estilella moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodgen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. There goes Bush. The throw from Castano to Webb, and Bush is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Estalella is chasing the ball. Kurtwright rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garrison. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. McGee reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schalk strikes out. There goes Moses. The throw from Hayes to Hall, and back to McGee, who tags Moses out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison bunts towards third. Hodgin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hamlin moves to third. Hall moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Hall scores. Garrison moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrison moves to third. Estilella moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert is walked intentionally. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrison scores. Estilella scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive towards first. Trosky catches it and steps on first to double up McGee. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a fly ball towards left. Siebert settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Siebert. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Wade now pitching. Johnny Dickshott now playing left field. Guy Curtright now playing right field. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Curtright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Curtright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing left field. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. McGee takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. McGee moves to second. It's 6-2. Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGee moves to third. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cal. The throw from Castano and he is safe. Cal steals second. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busch strikes out. Two outs. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. McGee scores. Cal moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Garrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal scores. Hamlin moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbarck now catching. Joe Burns now playing third base. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cartwright bunts towards third. Burns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cartwright moves to second. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cartwright moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cartwright scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Garbarck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbarck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. Metro takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Metro moves to second. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Busch hits a fly ball into right field. Cartwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello pinch hits for Jake Wade. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott strikes out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Schalk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.